Hi, boys and girls. Well, we're getting closer, and I hope your Christmas wish comes true this year. Unless your wish is for someone to be struck by lightning. Well, Uncle Jay's news word for this week is asterisk. An asterisk is that little star you see at the end of a sentence sometimes. And you look down at the bottom of the page, and it tells you what the star meant. Usually what it means is that they didn't really mean what they wrote at the top. And in the news, a bunch of stories were that way. For instance, last week, all the countries of the world got together for a big meeting about global warming. It was kind of like the United Nations, except they didn't do it in New York, and they didn't blame everything on Israel. This time, they blamed it all on the United States, which is always good backup. Now, at first, the U.S. wouldn't agree to the new energy standards, but then they did. So it seems the U.S. has learned the lesson of the last global warming treaty, which is that everyone should always sign an agreement, but not actually live up to it. Kind of like Bobby Petrino. Well, in other news, you may remember some pictures from a few years ago of American soldiers treating people very badly. Congress was very angry about that because, of course, treating people badly is their job. So when they heard last week that some video evidence had been destroyed, they were furious. They had one of their famous hearings, and they were very aggressive in asking how this outrage could possibly have occurred. And then right on the heels of that came the report from Major League Baseball saying that players had used illegal drugs and that an might have to go next to their baseball records. You can bet that Congress will probably have more baseball hearings and be very aggressive in asking how this outrage could possibly have occurred. I guess now when kids need role models to look up to, they're going to have to look to pop singers and actors who would never try to stretch their youth using backroom medical procedures.